daf is very special for people who are fond of little bears, and it's daf pevav. You know why I don't know that bear?
Why?
Because pevav is pronounced
poo.
Yeah, you got it. Okay. So we started off the sugya yesterday, before Yantif, that Rav said that the gagin and aliyot lo nitkadashus, that the roofs and the second stories of binyanim in Yerushalayim, and ostensibly through the entire Har HaBayit, including the Heichal, are not Kodesh. We got up to we're on the top, up to Toshma, fifth line.
The fifth line?
Yes. Toshma. Habasha'u Omer, Aliyat Beit Kodesh HaKadashim, Chamura Mi Beit Kodesh HaKadashim. This seems to be very much the opposite of Rav. Rav says the second story isn't even considered, you're in the wrong sect. It would be difficult to find it. So Abishol says that the Aliyah, the second story of the Beis HaMikdash, was even more Chomeritz Kedusha from the Kodesh HaKadoshim itself, which is fatal to Rav, because Rav says it wasn't even Kodesh at all, the Aliyah. Then you make the Aliyah Kodesh with Kedusha Sa'eifa. What is the difference in the level of the Kedusha? Because the Beit Kodesh HaKadoshim on the first floor, Kohen Gadol Nichnas Lo Pa'am Achat B'Shana, this Kohen Gadol comes in once a year on Yom HaKippurim, whereas Aliyah Beit Kodesh HaKadoshim, Hashem came the second story above the Kodesh HaKadoshim, you only go in once every 7 years. Some say twice every 7 years. Some say it's only once every 50 years. The only reason to go in there is to check and to make sure that there are no leaks in the walls, no cracks, and it don't have to be repairs. So how does Rav understand that? Omer of Yosef, what kind of crazy question is that? You're telling me somebody's going to get up and ask a question on Rav based on the very special case of the Heichal? Shine Heichal, the Heichal is very different. Because we find that David, before he died, Vayitain David lishlomo bino, et tavnit haolam, ve et batav, ve et ganzecha, valiotav, ve chadarav apnimiim, ubeit hakaporet. David gave over to Shlomo the plan of the ulam and the aliyot, the second story of the ulam. And it ends that parak over there in Divrei Hayamim by saying, Uchtiv, hakol bichtav miyad Hashem alai hizkio. Everything was given to me, Beruach HaKodesh, to see what worked out with Shmuel HaNavi, in writing, and that means that this is a special case where HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave over, been viewed, that the aliyah of the Heichal is indeed Kodesh. Rav was talking about where Stam you built. And the house in Yerushalayim is the second story. Kodesh or not, that's caused by the Kedusha that's done with the various korbanes, the korban taita that's brought around, and the singing and so on, but there it's a question of how it is you're going to bring the Kedusha. Toshma. Okay, let's see if we can ask a kasha Rav from the following. If you have a lishka, you have a little, how would you say lishka in English? A room, it's a room which is used for a particular purpose in the Beit HaMikdash. There are various lishkot. So a lishka that is built in the Azar, and the doorway to it opens up into the Har HaBayit, to Chot L'chol. Tochan Chol, V'gagoteyan Kodesh. In that case, we say the lower, the actual level itself of the room goes according to where the door opens. Right? So now the door, if it opens into an area that's chol in terms of the level of kedusha that we're talking about, the difference between the kedusha of, let's say, a balkeri is sent away from the Harabayit, according to Rashi, so it would be the chol we would call Yerushalayim vis-a-vis the Harabayit. But whatever, in other words, whatever the various levels are, but what's important to us is the part that says that the roof itself is different. It says Gagoteyan Kodesh. I said, according to Rav, the roof is never Kodesh. So why does it say Gagoteyan Kodesh? Tir Gemar of Chista Kishi Gagoteyan Shavin Lakarka Azara. It's talking about, if you remember, that the Beit HaMikdash is built on a mountain. As you go up, the level of the land gets higher and higher from the entranceway. The Gemara traces the exact number of Amot, each level. So that means if you have something that would open up into Chol, the Gog may be on the level, on the ground level, as you continue walking inward. Right? So that's what it means when it says that the roof is Kodesh. It's Kodesh because it's ground level. What Rav was referring to is a Gog that is not ground level. It's not a problem to Rav. Asks the Gemara, no, that doesn't work out. Because, Ihachi, if you're telling me that the Gog is ground level, how do you understand the following case? Ema Sefer. What's the next case there? Benuyot b'chol uptuchot l'kodesh, that if you have an area that opens into the Azora, but it's built outside of the Azora, so then it goes according to where it opens. Since it opens to Mokom Kodesh, Tocham Kodesh, the inside becomes Kodesh, but the Gog is Chol. Now how could the Gog be Chol? In this case, the Gog could be Chol because it's where it is, it's Chol, but you said that the case is from the first case that the Gog was talking about where it's level to the ground. If we're talking about if it's level to the ground, then what we are talking about is a tunnel, correct? Because it's underground, because the roof is ground level, and now it opens into a Mokom Kodesh. Fine, everything sounds right, except it's wrong. Because if it's talking about a tunnel, then it couldn't have said that Tochan Kodesh. Because Rabbi Yochanan said that the Mechilot Bonit Kadosh, or tunnels in the Beit HaMikdash, were not included in the Kedusha. In which case, it can't be talking about a tunnel, it's got to be talking about a building. So then that means that when it says the din of the Gog, in the first case, that the Gog is Kodesh, it's against Rav, because Rav said that the Gog is not Kodesh, unless it's ground level. But if it's ground level, it's a tunnel. So one way or the other, something's not going to work out over here. Answers the Gemara, Ki Kamar Rabbi Yochanan B'tuchot L'Harabayit. Rabbi Yochanan was talking about the Mechilot. Now we're underneath the Mokom HaMikdash, where you could walk out to the Har HaBayit, and those indeed the Mechilot Lo Nitkadasha, since they opened out, there were exits, as we know, they're still there. There are lots of exits that come from the Azora and lead outside of the Beit HaMikdash, underground, and you come out. Rabbi Yochanan said, since the opening over there was L'chol, they didn't include the tunnel in the Kedushas Azora. But over here it's talking about that it opens into the Azora over there. They didn't make it Kodesh. Is that true though? V'yatanya, Rabbi Yehuda Emer, Mechilot mitachat heichal, that if you have any type of tunnels underneath the heichal, then they have no... no kedusha. You understand what you mean? So lechora, mechilot tachat heichal, isn't that referring to places where they go from under the heichal and they open up into the azora? So according to that, it should be kodesh. No, the Gemara, it's not. It actually means that they go underneath the heichal itself and come outside of the azora with exits. That's again still exists. You can have facing harazes, and there's exits that came out direct. So they're ptuchot lechol tashma v'gago kodesh. Here it says, Beferish, that the top of the Heichal, here it's talking about Mechilot under the Heichal or not, but the Gog of the Heichal is Kodesh. Now, I know you said before you can't ask from the Heichal, but that's because it said Beferish in the Pasuk, Et Batav, Ve'aliotav, Ve'chadarav, where does it say Gog? The same thing about the Gog of the Heichal. So that means in the Ksav from Shmuel HaNavi, it did not say that the Gog should be Kodesh. Therefore, the Gog of the Heichal should have the dinim as defined by Rav. And yet it says over here, the Gog is Kodesh. How's Rav going to explain? That. Let me ask you something, says Rav. V'okatoni gagin alalu enochrim sham kodshe kodashim ve'en shaktim sham kodshim kalim. Doesn't it say b'feirush that all of these roofs in the Azora cannot be used for shechting if you're in a mokum where it's bitsofa and you can't shecht kodshe kodshim there? If it's not bitsofa and you still can't shecht kodshim kalim there? So don't tell me that when it says over here there's a kedusha on the Gog, it means a kedusha literally. Ella, what are you going to say? The meaning is Ella Kasha, Gago Kodesh. What are you going to do about it? It says Beferish here, Gago Kodesh. Oh, Amr of Kama Baguria. When it says Gago Kodesh, it doesn't mean it's Kodesh. Legabi dinim of Kedusha for Achilas HaKorban or Shkitas HaKorban. It means Amr of Kama Baguria. Lo Otan Shtei Amot. It's referring to Kodesh for storage of the special rulers. And Amma over here means a ruler of an Amma, which we've had often before, which were stored on top of Shushan HaBirah. Shushan HaBirah was a second story that was built on the entranceway to the Azor, and the reason that they made it, called it Shushan HaBirah, is because it had a picture of Shushan HaBirah on it. And the Gemara says, why did they have Shushan HaBirah? They called it Shushan HaBirah. Why did they have Shushan HaBirah over the shahr of the entrance? To remember where we came from. To remember that the Beis HaMikdash was built through everything that had happened in Shushan HaBirah. Everything, the whole Maizah Purim thing. So because of that, they use the second story there in the God for storage. Storage not of things that were nogea, the karbonas, but things that were nogea work in the Yehichal, work in the Beis HaMikdash. And they had two amot. What were these two amot? Tan shtei amot hayu b'shushan habira. There were two different rulers. One was kept on the Keren Mizrachit Tzvonit in the northeast corner, and one was kept on Keren Mizrachit Dromit on the southeast corner. Zor sha'al Keren Mizrachit Tzvonit hayta yeterah shel Moshe chatzi etzma. So the one on the northeast corner was one half of an etzba longer than the ama that Moshe had left for use in the Mishkan. V'zeh sha'al Keren Mizrachit Dromit, the one on the southeast corner, hayta yeterah le'ah chatzi etzma, was an addition. Additional chatzi etzva longer than that, which means that nimtzeit yiteral shel Moshe etzva was a full etzva longer than Moshe's. And what were they for? Lama yu achat gedolah v'achat ktana. Why did they have them? Sheyu ha'omanim notnim b'ktana machzirim b'gdula. Why did they have here? It doesn't mean why they have one big and one small of these. It means why did they have Moshe's and then bigger? Then later we'll ask why two bigger. But that's because in order to avoid mistakes for people who are working for Kedosh, let's say if I order a wall, I wanted a 20 amma long wall. Okay, so the guy gives me a quote. I'm the gizbo of the Beis HaMikdash. The guy gives me a quote. Costs so much and so much per meter. So I tell him, fine, make me 20 meters. But when you measure it, you're going to be using a ruler that's bigger, so you're going to get less money. In order to make 20 meters, you're going to have more than 20 meters. Each one is half an etzba long. Actually, a whole etzba long. Why did they do that? In order to avoid mistakes in the cheshbon. If you take too much money from Hegdesh, it's bad news. So they made sure it should be mevata from his own. And that way, he's paid a little bit less. But bottom line is, he avoids any me'ila. In any event, that was why it was there. Shalai avoked the day me'ila. V'tarte lomeli. Why did we have to have two? One which was a half an etzba longer, one which is a whole etzba longer. One was for work that involved silver and gold, which is very expensive. I can't expect a guy to give a whole etzba on an ama. And then you're much more medayik on the metalwork. Achas v'binyana, the other one that was a whole etzba longer for every ama, that was for construction work. Not so expensive, so over there would be mufad. Now the part about the Mishnah that said, achalonot v'ovi hachoma kilifni, that sounds impossible according to Rav. Because the ovi hachoma is essentially on the level of the God. Now, isn't Rav saying that the upper levels, the Gog is not Kodesh, right? So why does it say over here that the Gog is Kodesh? How does Rav explain that? Well, Bishlam El Chalonot, I could say that when you're talking about the windows could be ground level. If you're looking out of the window where you shoot, you're still on ground level, like we have here in the old city. We have windows that are ground level to us, and outside of the city, they're like three stories high, right? Okay, so that could be the ground level. They're Kodesh, they're not Gog level. It's not a problem to Rav. But how in the world could you have the top of the wall being ground level? I mean, that doesn't make any sense. Now, what are you going to do with the din of the Ovi HaChomah, if you hold that the roofs are not Kodesh? Why is the Ovi HaChomah considered to be Kodesh? Ashkachat la bibar shura, bichtiva yavel chel v'choma, shura ubar shura. A bar shura is a second wall, second level wall that's built within another wall. So being as you had an increase in height, the top of the wall may well be ground level. So that what you do is you build a wall with a rampart that is ground level to you when you're standing on a higher level of the Azara, and which is, yeah, it's like terracing, exactly. So that would be what it means. That's how Rashi learns. The Maisa, there was no such thing, right? Because the in the Azara. But the Chel B'Chomah is referring to the Chel that's in the Harabai. The Rambam seems to be learning, and this is the way the Akronim understand the Rambam seems to learn, and in other Rishonim also seems to be, that the meaning of here is not because it's ground level. We're not looking for terracing. Where there was the Chel in the Harabai, it also wasn't terrace. It means that since it's within the Avir of the Azara, then it's Kedesh. In other words, the Chomah, he's talking about something that is outside, and that has its own chashivut, or it's a building, it has its own chashivut. But a chomah that's within the other chomah is this kaddish with the avira hazar. It's not the same as a building.
But when you're dealing with a mount, Rabbi.
A what?
When you're dealing with a mount, the mount.
Mount?
A mount.
Yeah,
when you deal with a mount, it's almost like a Pachion Hotel, mm-hmm. where it's ground level here, but they build it
right,
down.
Yeah, that's how Rashi learns. Exactly. Right. Terracing.
So that the ground level is here, but the...
That's Rashi's chat, exactly, like that hotel. Very good.
My grandmother lived in a place like that. When you walked into her apartment, and it was mm-hmm. like you didn't have to get on an elevator, which was on the third floor. When you stood on the balcony, it was
half a
yard. Yeah, half a yard. That's true, also. Yeah.
Zog the Helika Mishnah, we're missing all of our Helika Mishnah people. It's terrible. Shtei chaburot shayu achlin bebayit echad. If you have two different groups that are eating a korban Pesach in one house, eloh ofchim et pneihem helech v'ochlim, eloh ofchim et pneihem helech v'ochlim, you can have, now Rashi's pshat is, and we're going to learn the whole sugya like Rashi, there's a completely different way of learning. Rashi also understands the sugya like this. There are two separate groups that are eating a single korban Pesach within one house.
Not the same korban
Pesach. The same korban Pesach. Exactly. You might think that if that's the case, they should all be facing one another, so that there should be one chabura, because otherwise it will be two separate chaburas, and then you're eating a Pesach and shtei chaburas. But, as we'll see, this is going according to the Mandi Yomar, who holds that a Pesach can indeed be eaten in two completely different places. It's just one person can't eat the korban Pesach in two places. We'll see, it's a machlok. So therefore, what it's saying, according to Rashi, is it's mutter. Oh, now he comes after the Helika Mishnah. All right, I won't ask you to repeat it. So the halacha is, doesn't mean they have to be hofech. They can be hofech at Pneim, even though that creates two separate chaburim. That's not a problem. The Rambam seems to be learning the sugya, as some of the other Rishonim here, even on the daf, that on the contrary, it's talking about the chiyah to be ma'aver pan. In other words, you can, in order to avoid a situation where you go mechabura lechabura, each group has to be facing inwards, not to be facing outwards. We'll wait. According to Rashi, it's talking about one. Yeah, it's the alternative. But we'll see. We have to see the Gemara first, because it has to fit into the sugya. Now you can have between these two chaburas, you can have the kitchen area so that the guy who's serving can be running from one to another instead of this way it's in the middle, so he's got a little area over there, serving area for the tea and so on for the mecham. And we don't have to worry about the fact that you've got a hafsaka, which creates two chaburas, because we don't mind if it's two chaburas, because we're going to Mandi Yomar, who says that a Pesach can be eaten in two chaburas. So what's the problem? Now, kisha hashamash omed limzo, when the shamash has to get up from his own chabur, he obviously can't eat in both places because you're only allowed to eat in one. So he chooses one table. He sits at that one. Now he's going to have to run to get some tea for the other chabur. It's time to serve them tea. So what does he do? When he has to get up, kofetz et piv, he closes his mouth, turns his face towards his own chabur, umachzir et fanav, because otherwise people will be choshed that he's continuing to chew and to eat while he's outside of his chabur. So he should see to it that he shows that he's a member of that chaburas, because that one person cannot eat a Pesach in two separate places.
Is that
a Kabbalah? No. You get very confused. We try to fit this again.
He's walking backwards.
Huh?
He's walking backwards to the side.
No, only his head is backwards. The rest of him is forward.
He's facing forward, but his head is back.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, he could be going backwards too if he wants. No, but the important thing is a heck.
That's just small.
No, but he's asked to show that he's
not. He doesn't have to stick his tongue out.
The ochel. The hakala hofechet et panei avochelet. Now, the kala, who is embarrassed to have people watching her, so you might think that now that she's eating, look, they just said the whole agada, and she's been part of the table, now they bring out the korban pesach, she's going to turn around, it'll look like she's eating in two mekaymes. But since lamaisa, it's clear that the reason that she's doing it is because she's embarrassed to be watched while she eats. So therefore, there's no chashash in that case, and it looks like she's part of a different chabura. And Rabbanan weren't those are there. And Adarabba, that's the minute that a kala indeed looks away. Now, the Mishnah, that's the saying, that the Pesach can be eaten in two different chaburot, but that an individual cannot eat the korban Pesach in two different places, is going according to whom? It's going according to Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanya. Al habatim asher yochlu oto vahem. Wow. So that means we have oto, we have a single korban Pesach, in batim, in different houses. So you see from here, says Rabbi Yehuda, the Lamed, Pesach ne'echal b'shtei chaburot. You could have a single korban Pesach, and it's being eaten in different places. You set it up, l'chatchila, so that they bring different parts of the korban Pesach to different places, and each chabura eats whatever it has. Yochu yehe al chel You might think that the person who is eating can also move about and go from one place to another. Talmud lomar. Therefore, the Torah says, "Bebayit echad." Now, actually, it says, "Bebayit echad yeachel." But as we'll see, Rabbi Yehuda holds you're supposed to darshan the way it's written. The way it's written is, "Bebayit echad yochal." He shall eat only in one home. So, in other words, the individual has to eat it in one place. The korban itself can be eaten by other individuals, each one in his own place, and therefore can be in more than one place. The korban can be batim asher yochlu, the individual, bebayit echad yochal. Mikan amru, this is the reason that they say, atshamash achal kezayit betzad hatanur. Oh, God, is he in trouble. Here's the guy who's barbecuing the korban pesach. It smells great, and he takes a bite. Ah, now if he takes a bite, if he moves away to serve, he's dead, because now he can't eat, because he left his chabura, because he was the only person. So now,
even though there's a nimna with one or the other.
No, he's nimna on the carbon, not nimna with chabura. Oh. You set up the chabura when you start eating. So now he's in trouble. So if he's smart, if he's careful, if he's smart, he'll keep eating. In other words, don't move.
No. As much
as he wants. Yeah. Mimale kreso mimenu. Eat as much as you can now because you ain't going to get a second opportunity. V'imratzu b'nei chaburo la'asot imo tova. If the b'nei chaburo want to be nice to him, they can set up the chabura over there where he had barbecue. Zeba'in v'yoshvim b'tzida. They can come now, sit next to him, and that'll be the mokum of the chabura. Then he won't have a problem.
How far away are they from him?
No, it doesn't matter.
It's a matter of the living room, he's in the kitchen, the bar, but it has to be...
But, maybe I didn't understand your question. We saw already before that chutzah means however it's set up. In other words, if you set up a table in which people are looking at each other, then that becomes the chutzah. Anything outside of that is chutzah.
Right, okay.
Yeah, so it's all a function of... We'll get into more of this in a
Even if you're in the same room, like on the couch.
Right.
With having left the table.
Exactly. There's no din of tzirav to a chabura. It's just a question of where you are eating. You have to be mitzirav to the carbon, not to the chabura.
Right, it just seems...
No, the chabura means wherever you start, you have to stay.
Exactly.
Yeah,
it sounds
like
the
chabura is a
room. That's the chabura.
Hmm? You have to eat inside a house? Or
no, no. It doesn't have to have a mechitza, but it has to have a defined place. So they can define it by the way that they sit.
Literally, not outside of their circle.
Exactly the way it's been. Excellent. Our circle. Whereas Rabbi Shimon says just the opposite. Ala batim asher yochlu oto behem. Yochlu oto behem means all of the people can eat in houses. Which teaches us, melamecha ochel, the person who is eating can eat in different houses, in batim. You're allowed to eat your korban pesach in 2 different places or 10 different places. Ochel b'shtei mekomot. Yocho yeinechal b'shtei chaburot. You might think that you can set up the korban pesach lichatchila in 2 different groups. No! Talmud lomar b'bayit echad yeachel, not yochal. That the korban, yeachel is a reference to the korban, right? The meat shall be eaten in one place, b'bayit echad. So in other words, he comes to the exact opposite conclusion of Rabbi Yehuda. So we have over here a machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. What is the machlokas based on? The Ma'akam Miflagei. They're arguing about what is more important, the way the pasuk is pronounced or the way the pasuk is written. Since you're told to pronounce it according to the Mikra, it's pronounced b'bayit echad yeachel, so it's a reference to the meat, the korban. If it's supposed to be the way it's written, b'bayit echad yochal, it's a reference to the person. So if you learn b'bayit echad yochal, it means an individual must eat his korban pesach in one place. If you learn b'bayit echad yeachel, it means that the korban has to be eaten in one place. Based on that difference, we will understand the other pasuk of the makom, the asher yochlu, tovabatim asher yochlu, obviously will be dependent on how we understand that. If it means that you cannot eat in 2 places, then when it says asher yochlu, means the 2 separate chaburas will be eating b'shnei batim. But if that carbon can only be eaten in 1 place, so it means that the yochlu, the people who are eating, could go ahead now and go from the makom to makom. So in other words, all that we care about is to set it up in a way that it's all set up in one place. If a guy walks out and so on, that the Torah is not makpina. He can eat even in batif. So Rabbi Yehuda Savar, by the way, in Minchas Chinuch asked, but what about the psul of Yotze? How could a guy walk out and the meat will become posel? Based on what we said before, but there's a psul of Yotze Chutzah. Okay, think about it. Okay, now, suppose, this is a very fascinating idea, Yoshvim, they're sitting quietly and eating, and suddenly, Nifrasa Mechitza B'neihem comes along the Shamash, and he pulls a folding wall open between them, closed between them, in other words, he closes it off now into two separate places. Oh my gosh. So if you do that, then you've got your Pesach now in two different patim, right? So if you have the Mechitza that's now Pusa B'neihem, so then, the Divrei Omer, Pesach Necha, if you hold, you're allowed to eat a carbon pesach in two different places, fine. So then you can. But since I now have two separate places defined by this new mechitza, and then ain't ochlin. On the other hand, suppose they were eating each one in their own place with a movable door between them, and somebody moves that wall out of the way. And now nistalka mechitza b'neihem. So now what happens? If you hold that you're allowed to eat, ha'ochel ochel b'shnei mikomot ochlin, then you're allowed to eat, in this case, because even though now I've expanded the area, and now I have a new airspace, that doesn't matter, because I'm allowed to eat it anyway. But if you hold ein ha'ochel ochel b'shnei mikomot, ein ochlin. So what happens? In the first case, I don't have a problem of eating in a new place. I only have a problem of the korban pesach being eaten in two places. Because when you put a wall between me and the rest of the room in which I was, you're not changing the space in which I am. Because I'm still where I was, and I still have my airspace around me. Ah, you made a new mechitza. Okay, that's irrelevant to me. But for the Korban Pesach, that is now going to be in a different place, because now there's two places as defined by the wall. If you hold it can't be in two places, it is in two places. So for each individual, relative to the person, it's the same place. Relative to the Korban, it's two places. So on the other hand, if I'm misalik the Mechitza, then relative to the Korban, it's one place. But relative to the individual, I have now a new space around me.
It's a movable wall.
Yeah.
Mechitza.
So Rav Kahana, Yosef Rav Kahana, Rav Kahana was saying this over, and Kaposhet like Nifshar, he said this as we just said it. Yeah, that's the way it is. Omale Rav Ashi, Rav Kahana. Either way, according to either man. Omale Rav Ashi, Rav Kahana, it's not so pushy that you're saying that it's obvious that way. You made a number of assumptions about the nature of space and relative space of the person. It ought to be asked as a question. V'tiboy lecha iboy. What you should have done is you should have asked, Siluk mechitza, or Asiyat mechitza, does it create a situation of shtei mekomot, or does it create a situation of shtei chaburot dami, respectively? Oh no, teiku, because indeed that's not clear that that would be the case. Then the Mishnah says, Hakala hofechet et paneha. Why is the Kala turning aside? By time Rav Kibar Avar Mib Yochanan, Mipnei shehi bosha. And since she is bosha, even though she started eating the Seder, as Tosfos says, together with everybody, but she was facing the table, you might think that facing away now is as if she's creating a new chabura. But since within the social context of a Kala's eating, the norm is to face away in order not to have people watching her eat, which she's sensitive to, it's not considered to be anything to worry about, that it looks like it's being eaten now as if in another mechitza. She was your manager. Now, Ravuna Bereder of Nassim. Ravuna Bereder of Nassim came to Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak's house. Amrule, so they said to him, Mashimcha, what's your name? Amarlahu Ravuna. Calls himself Ravuna. Strange, most people wouldn't refer to themselves with a title. So then they said, Nesit Mar Apurya, sit down on the bed, which only the most chashim of people would sit on the bed. Everybody sits on chairs. Yati. So he does. Yavale Kasa, they give him the coast, and he should be the one now that's Mavarech. They gave it to him and he took it. He didn't say, no, I'll give it to somebody else. And right away he takes it. And then Shatya betrays him and he drinks the whole thing down in two shots. And he doesn't turn aside while he's drinking. Now, all of this is very strange to them. So then afterwards they wanted to learn what I'm like, my time at Karisa, Ravuna, why'd you call yourself Rabbi Huna? What's that all about? Amar Lahus, he said, Bala Shemani, my name is Rav.
That's how
Rashi learns. Rabbi Yochanan says that's crazy. If I name a child Rav, nobody would do that. What it means is that he indeed had smicha. At that time, almost no one had smicha. They didn't realize it was real tzomach. Rabbi Yochanan says you are mechuyev to let someone know in order that they shouldn't be mevaza by accident. You're a Torah, which is interesting. Now, even though they don't know you're a Talmud Chacham, so they're not doing anything connected to Kavod HaTorah. But there's a be'etzem at the end of Kavod HaTorah, and if you let them treat you without the requisite kavod, so then you're being mechalel Kavod HaTorah. And you cannot be mevater on the etzem Kavod HaTorah. You can only be the mavater, if it's nogea, you particularly, and they ask you. He said, okay, if. Good. But you can't stam the mavater, because that will lead to a bittul of the nature of kavod hater. Therefore, he was saying, I really am Rav Huna. It's not that my talmidim call me Rav. I'm a Baal Hashem because I actually had smicha.
I'm a rhymer called Rav without smicha.
Exactly. Saying, I'm not that kind of Rav. I am really a Rav. So, Mavili, you have to know. I had to tell you.
And everybody that's like Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchak.
If you would have asked him his name, he would have said Nachman. That's our Ben Hanan. It goes through a whole big thing about the way that you're mechuyev to let people know not to be mavazi. My time at Kiyomer Lecha Nesiv HaPuriyah Yatavta. Why don't you sit on the bed? I mean, nobody sits on a bed. Amar Komashi, Amar Lecha Balabayit HaSeh. Balabayit says sit. You sit. Argue. You don't argue with the Balabayit. There's another Girsa, the famous Girsa, Chutz Mitzeh.
From here?
Everything, no, from the Sechet Erechet. This famous thing, anything the Balabayit tells you, you should do, unless he tells you to leave. So the Meiri says, come on, somebody was playing games. It was some lates wrote, and they actually took it seriously and wrote it down. It's absurd. But there's a lot of people hold that you should, that it's correct. Means like this, the Gra is the nicest. Everything the Balabais tells you, meaning don't do things unless the Balabais tells you, except for leaving. You should figure out yourself when to get out of this.
Maybe you should do it only after he says it, but
yeah. Leaving should be before. Very nice job. There's a lot of nice jobs. But it's interesting that the Meiri says some lates wrote this and they put it in, yeah. It's good, somebody had a good sense of humor and they took it seriously. My time up, ki yavi lecha kasa ki balta b'chadzim, huh? Why did you accept the coast right away? Isn't there a din you're supposed to be misareh? You're supposed to say, no, give it to somebody. And then the second time you take it, the third time, the person. Omalu misavim lekata, and misavim lekadol. The din of siruv is only said when not a chash of a person offers. In this case, it was chash of I can be misareh. My time up, ishtite betrays him. Why did you drink it in two separate settings? Omalu tetan, hashabtek osobe vatachat, is a gargara. Somebody who drinks his whole toast down in one shot, that's looks like he's really a slob. Shnayim derecher. It's the norm is to drink a toast in two gulps. Shlosha.
There was a
happy.
Was it?
They didn't know this. Yeah, their norm was that they drank it down. Take a shot, you drink it down. Shlosha mikasei aruach. You start sipping, yeah, pretending you're at some kind of upper class. My time in the darka apecha. Why didn't you turn aside when you were drinking, which apparently was their minute? Omalu kala ufechet panayatana. I don't know. The Mishnah says, I'm not a kala. I've been a kala for a long time. Mishnah says a kala turns aside. And apparently, it's not correct. Stam, the normal person is being overly fastidious. People shouldn't see him die. All right, lemaisa, there is a din of a Talmud Chacham not drinking alone in front of other people over here. Apparently, of course, there's a lot of discussion about it. Tanan, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yosi, equal of Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yosi ben Lekunya. Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yosi had quite an appetite and had quite a girth. And Yavolei Kasa, they gave him a cup. Kibla bechadzim, he took the cup and won right away. Vishat. He drank it down in one shot. Don't you hold it your slob if you drink a cup down in one shot? Look here. Lo amri because cha katan. Little cups like you offer me don't count. Furthermore, cups that have yen chamato, cups that have really good wine like you're giving me, don't count. And besides that, look at my belly. People as big as me, this little thing doesn't even register. Let's have a real drink, then I'll drink it down. Then we actually passed it like this. If a guy is a big guy, and the coast is less than a ravias, and the wine is fresher, you drink it down in one shot. It's unbelievable. It looks like a joke. It's very serious.
You would think that for a bad wine, you would drink it fast.
Yeah, but it's really good.
You're not expected to be throwing yourself. No, it could be because it's more of a drink, since it's matok rather than wine. Possibly. Omer Ravuna. Now Rashi learns that the following has nothing to do with Pesach. So in general, people walk into a dining room. B'nei chabura nichnasim bishlosha. So there's a waiter that's supposed to wait on them. It's been hired to wait. The the norm is koveya, the contract. If you hire somebody to wait, you have to keep the social norms, and only that he's mechuyev. He's not mechuyev to wait on you against social norms. So therefore, less than three people that walk in, he doesn't have to respond to. You see, everybody who walks in, I have to serve again. When you have three people walk in, fine, I'll serve you. Right now, we're going to wait till somebody else comes. But yotzim afilu be'echad. If people walk out, and there's one guy who's continuing to eat, he has to continue serving that guy. You say, what do I got to serve one guy for? Omar Rabba v'hu da'ayo v'idnedir gilin ha'meyo. That's only if he came to the meal at a normal time. V'hu, and here is the marker for stewardess in modern Hebrew, said for this Gemara. V'hu deragash v'hu da'ayla. Da'ayla has become the word for a dayal or a dayelet, steward or a stewardess, is based on this Gemara. Only if you notified the dayal that there are people that are going to be continuing to eat. Omer Ravina says, Ravina, but lemais, the guy who continues to eat has to give a tip. No stings char damim. They may have paid the guy up front, but the last guy who's sitting around has got to give him an extra tip. So the tzorech ha'acharon lo sif dami. The others have to pay, and this guy has to pay a little extra. V'les hilchos ha'kavaseh, but we don't pass him like that he has to add. Now, the other Rishonim learned that it's talking dafk about a Karban Pesach, and it means that less than three people come to the Chabura, and everybody else is, they sent somebody, they sent the Dayal, they sent the Shamash to go find the other people. It doesn't find them. So they're not mechuyev to wait around till the other come, and three people that arrive for the Seder early, nobody else is there, but only if they arrive at a normal time, as the Gemara says, so then they start eating now, and he hasn't served them now, and he can't say, I want to wait till everybody.
And if those people don't come, those three people are responsible for finishing an entire korban?
Not responsible, but they can.
Well, they can. That's a lot to eat, isn't it? That's a lot to eat.
Please see Rechava. They're not responsible because the whole Chabura is responsible. But the point over here is they have a right to start eating, and the other people can't say, well, why didn't you wait for us? We'd have split it the way we wanted, and so on. They have a right to eat, and they have a right to have the Shamash serve them. And there's other ways of learning, which it's Nogea, the dinim of the Mekumas. Tomorrow morning, 9:30. Hadron Aloch, Ketzat Solin. He took away from the president. You have to say, Fine on the elegant. Isha, this man shehi bebeit ba'ala. So a woman who is together with her husband, shachat alea ba'ala. Shachat alea avia, tochal mishal ba'ala. Here's a classic situation. All right. Whose family are you really part of? This nasty newcomer? Or you're still with us? Okay, we'll get into the protein in tomorrow. See, my son-in-laws over here are shaking their head.
Quick review?
Oh, yes. Why don't we start our quick review from Rav's mind, because it's all one scene. On Pei on the base. Omar Rab, Gagin Valiot Lonit Kadosh. Eli Vamarab Mishumrabihia Kizeta Piskava Lila Poka Igra. My love, the Akli Beigra, the Amri Beigra. Lo, the Akli Vara of Amri Beigra. Eli Vatani Maftir Nakra Pesrafikoman, the Omar Rab Shalo Yakrumi Kabura la Kabura. Lokashi, Kan Bishatafila, Kan Shalo Bishatafila. This was Halal for operatives. Toshma, Abasholomer, Aliat Beit Kotashia Kotashim Mechamura, Mi Beit Kotashia Kotashim. She Beit Kotashia Kotashim Koin Gadol Nikhil. Every 7 years, maybe even in 50 years. But clearly the Aliyot were Kodesh. Omri Yosef, what kind of question? Hecha nekem nesivinish? Shaine hecha viftiv, vayitein David v'shlomo beno etav nita olam ve'et batav, ve'et gan zakhava liyotav v'chad rabba pnimit, ubeit akapore, uchtiv ako bichtav miyad Hashem ala izkil, toshma, lishakot abnuyot pakodesh, tuchot achol, tuchan chol, v'gagoteyem kodesh. Dear Gemara of Kista, it's talking about gagoteyem that are ground level. We're talking about ground level gagot. So then they end up being mechilot. They're tunnels. The Omer of Yochanan mechilot lo nit kadosh. So why does it say tochan kodesh? Ki Omer of Yochanan betuchot laharabayit. Well, we're talking about betuchot laazara. Vatani Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Yudah Omer mechilot mitachat eichal chol. Ki Tanya Yisha betuchot lachol. They go straight out of the Magma Mikdash. Toshma. V'gago kodesh of the Hecha. And it doesn't say that in the Hakobik Tadmiyad Hashem Alayhi Skill. So according to Rav, the Gag should be Chol. despite the fact that the Kodesh ain't ochlin sham kachim kadoshim and shochtim sham kachim kali, so the kasha gago Kodesh on Rav Chama bar Guria, it means Kodesh for storage. Lo tam shtei amot, the tam shtei amot ayu b'shushan habira, achat oker mizrachit zvonit, achat oker mizrachit romit, zor shoker mizrachit zvonit, ato yeter al shomo shechati etzva, zor shoker mizrachit romit, ato yeter al lea achati etzva. Nimzei titer al shomo shechetzva, v'lama ayu achat gedola v'achat ktana, sheyu haomanim notnim mektana mahzir megdola, kedei shelo yavo lidei mi'ila, v'tarte lo amali, achat b'kaspa v'daba v'achat b'binyan. So now, achalonot v'ovi achoma kilifnim, so bishleim achalonot, you could say, mashkachat od shavi l'karka azor. Ela ovi achoma, eche mashkachat la? Mashkachat la v'bar shura, tichtiva yavir chel v'choma. Yom ravach, v'tem rabbi chanina, shura u'bar shura. Shtei chaburosh ayok v'nabayit echad, elo ofin b'tem elak v'ochlin, elo ofin b'tem elak v'ochlin, v'amecham be'emtza, kishashama shomed umzog, kofetzet piv u'machzir et panav, ad shomageet zil chaburato v'ochel, v'akala ofechet et panav v'ochel. מתנית מאני רביודי דתני על הבתים אשר יאכלו אותו והם מלמד שהפסח נאכל בשתי חבורות יאכלו יהי האוכל אוכל בשתי מקומות תלמוד אמר בבית אחד יאכל מכאן אמרו השם שאכל כזי בצד התנור אי פיקח וממלא קרסו ממנו על הספט ואם רצו בני חבורה לעשות עם הטובה באים ויושבים בצדו ואם רביודי רבי שמעון אומר על הבתים אשר יאכלו אותו והם מלמד שאוכל אוכל בשתי מקומות יאכלו יהי נאכל בשתי חבורות תלמוד אמר בבית אחד יאכל ומייקה מפגע רבידו סבא יש אים למסורת and therefore it should be read יוכל רבי שיבת סבא יש אים למיקרה and therefore יאכל is reference to the carbon היו יושבים ונפצה מחיצה ונאם לדברי עומר פסח נאכל בשתי חברות אוכלים לדברי עומר אין פסח נאכל בשתי חברות אין אוכלים היו יושבים ונסתלקה מחיצה ביניהם לדברי עומר אוכל בשני מקומות אוכלים לדברי עומר אין אוכל אוכל בשני מקומות אין אוכלים יוטב רבקנה וכפו שלא אם אפשר עומר רבש רבקנה why it's not so simple תיבואי לחיי בואי סילוק מחיצה או רעשיית מחיצה מיהווה כשתי מקומות או כשתי חברות או לא תיקו הקלה הופכת את פניה מה הטעימה? עומר רבי חברה ועומר רבי אוכל בני שהיא בושה רבונה ברגל ונאטה ניקלו דבר ונאטה בר יצחק אמר לי מה שמך? אמר לו רבונה עומר נאטה גמר הפורי היאתי יאובה לי תעסה קיבלי בחד זימנה ושעתי בתרי זימנה ולא עוד הרפא אמר לי, מה הייתה מקרית לך רבונה? אמר לו, בעל השם אני. מה הייתה מקרית לך נטיב הפורי היתף? כל מה שאומר לך, בעל הבית עשה לי פרסמי, I thought it was crazy. מה הייתה מקרית לך כסה, קיבלת בחד זימנה? נסערים לקטן, נסערים לגדול. מה הייתה עם השתית בתרי זימנה? אמר לתניה, שתק עושה לדעת אחד. הרי זה גרגרה? שני, דרך ארץ, שלושה מגזי הרוח. מה הייתה אם לא אדרת הפך? אמר לו, קל לא הופך את פני הבזנה. רבי שבוע ברבי יוסי, איקלו לבי רב שימן ברבי יוסי בנקוניה. יאו ולי קסה, קיבלי בחזינה, ושעתי בחזינה. אמר לי, לא סבא לי, מה השוטה כוס בבת אחת, הרי זה גרגרן? אמר לו, לא אמרי בכוסך, קטן, like this. ואינך מתוק וקרסי וחווה. אמר רבונה, בני חבורה נכנסים בשלושה, יוצאים אפילו באחד. אמר רוב, והוא דייל בידני דרגילה למאה. והוא דרגש והוא דיילה. אמר רבינה, ונותנים שכר דמים, וצריך האחרון להוסיף דמים. ולא תלכת רכבת.